The people of Israel had so much departed from the ways of the Lord, had so been corrupted in their priesthood. If we read the first chapters of the book, you will learn how Hophni and Phinehas were described as sons of Belial. It is a terrible thing to be described as a son of Belial in the Bible. And they have Samuel, who begins his ministry, and then, without consulting the Lord, they engage in a war with the Philistines. And when they are defeated, they dare to rebuke the Almighty God, saying, "Why has the Lord allowed us to be defeated?" They take the Ark of the Lord into the battlefield. Not even pagan nations will take their gods into the battlefields. The Israelites put their trust in the Ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, but they did not trust the God of Israel. And so they were defeated. And so the glory departed from Israel. The Philistines took the gods of Israel, as they described in the previous chapter. They had a very confused idea, but they were afraid of the God of Israel because they knew what he had done to Egypt 350 years before. But the Israelites have forgotten what God has done for them 350 years before. So the Philistines take the ark like a trophy, and they add the ark to their own worship. They add the ark of the Almighty God next or in front of their god Dagon. Dagon was a god fish. Part of it was, half of it was the body of a man, and half, the other half was a fish, a little bit like a very ugly siren. It was related to the worship and the cult of fertility religion, so I would not go into the detail to describe the immorality associated with that worship. The Lord allowed the ark to be taken, but would not allow the ark to be added to the worship of other gods. So you see, there is a very interesting lesson, because today we live in a world which claims to be tolerant, who attacks us and calls us sectarian. We have to be tolerant, all-inclusive, multi-faith, multi-anything, just because we don't want to be to appear to be intolerant and cruel. I don't think the Christian is cruel. There is a tendency in the world to have a mixture in religion. It's called interfaith. Christianity is often associated with many things it's not supposed to do. You see, there is today in general, and we can see laxity of morals, laxity of worship, lack of biblical teaching, and even willful ignorance of doctrine. We have had years of questioning, why should we have theology? Why should we have doctrine? Doctrine separates. We need to be united. But as we see the progression of apostasy in our day, it is like the days in a way that we want people want to add the ark of the Lord to the worship of their own imagination. Dagon. The God of heaven and earth will not share his glory with anybody else. When the citizen of Ashdod went to worship in their temple, Dagon was prostrate before the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of the Lord Almighty. He could not share his presence. He could not be equal to him. Now, my friends, we have this tendency among many Christians, those who are not Bible-based in particular, who tend to mix, to compromise on the very essential of the Christian doctrine. True Christian religion can never be mixed with paganism. So you see, Dagon is fixed again. What kind of God the Philistine worshipped? He has to be put back. He had to be raised from the floor and put back. And they used to nail them on the floor. He had to be raised back and put back. He had no power of his own. So when the trophy that they claim that they are conquered, the gods of Israel become the upsetting of their religion. Dagon was on the floor, and on the next day, his head and his hands were cut off. It was a tradition in the old ancient times to cut off the head and hands of those you defeated, because you brought them, you counted them. You numbered how many people you defeated by counting the hands and the heads. So the religion of the Philistines was completely upset. And when we are faithful to God, my friends, we will upset any kind of other religion. You don't need to be aggressive. Even the mildest and pacific Christian, in his consistency in the walk with God, will upset others. You don't need to be argumentative. Your testimony is argumentative already. And in a way, the presence of Christ in your life, like the ark, it will upset people. The Philistines were upset, and they even produced another worship, another superstition in verse 5, that when therefore neither the priest of Dagon nor any that come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon into Ashdod unto this day. The superstition that were created, they did not recognize that it was the work of the Almighty God who was angry with them. Today there are many people who see the work of God who judges them, and they continue and persevere in their superstition. They were terribly smitten in verse 6, and the hand of the Lord was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them, smote them with emeralds, even Ashdod and the coast thereof. The very important thing here is the pagan nations believed that when they had this kind of diseases, it was a divine punishment. And you see, the Lord is not pleased with compromise. is not pleased with false religion. And it's very easy today, we see around in places, churches which once proclaimed the gospel of truth, compromised, and having idols in their buildings. I was quite shocked, I must say the truth, when I once visited a church in England who was supposed to be a good church, who had a certain history, and there in the building an image of the Virgin Mary. The very same church in Bedford where Wesley preached. The Lord Jesus speaks in John 16, verse 8 to 9, talking about the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. When he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. There is a judgment upon those who are idolaters and upon those who pollute the true religion of scriptures. We see an increase in our nation of heresy. We see the departure of many. It is easy to go with the flow. It is easy to go with the flow. It is easy to compromise. But the Lord will not have it. The Lord does not bless compromise. The Lord does not join with the things which are not his. And here you see the plague coming upon the men in Ashdod. Can you see from the shouting of victory, now it is becoming a cry of despair, because the hand of God is sore upon them. In verse 7, just as you see, that when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they say, the ark of the God of Israel shall not abide with us. For his hand is sore upon us and upon Dagon our God. Jesus was refused by the world. He was rejected by the world. He came into the world and he was rejected. And many people have a complete distorted view of Christ. Apostle John, writing in John 1, writes this. Verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And verse 10 goes again. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. This refusal of God, this refusal of the truth of life. Can the Christian become an idolater and incur the same judgment? Let us be careful, because sometimes we may give the first place in our heart, so to speak. We may add other things to the God or the scriptures. How do you think the Roman Catholic Church started? They departed from the truth of the gospel, and they start adding and adding and adding pagan practices, and they upsetted and incorporated in their worship the pagan practices of the people they came in touch with. They forbade the reading of scriptures by commanding that the scriptures was to be in Latin, and so they start painting Bible scenes of the world of their churches, and from being an illustration of the Gospels, those paintings became soon worshipped and items of veneration. Not only that, they were trying to encourage the memorization of Psalms, and they invented a rosary. And the rosary from, he has 150 beads. And then from that, from being an aid, an helper to memorize Psalms, it became an actual trap to worship devils. When we start adding to the worship of God, God will not share his glory with anybody else, and God will not have his ways mocked. The Philistines began to worry, what shall we do with this ark? This ark is carried from place to place, and instead of becoming an exhibition of victory, it becomes a curse everywhere that is brought. He punishes, he judges. The Bible, when it's preached faithfully, he judges sinners. He judges sinners. These Philistines were perplexed. If you look with me in chapter 6, the story continues. And the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistine called the priest and the diviner, saying, what shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to his place. They were perplexed. What do we do with the ark? What do we do with the ark? The world asked the question, what do we do with the things of God? Pilate, if you remember in the account of the crucifixion, he didn't want to crucify Jesus, but he asked the question, what shall I do with Jesus? He knew he was innocent, but he didn't take any defense. Oh, we all know that it wasn't the divine plan of redemption, but the world does not know what to do with the truth. He only rejects it. What do we do? Send it away. Send it away. And they also, the world is even pleased to assume a religious appearance. If you continue to read in chapter 6, they encourage its children not to send it away empty. And they say, the diviners, if you send away the ark of the God is Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering, then you shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you. And look at what they sent as offering. They say, what shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him? And they answer, 5 golden emeralds and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines, for one plague was on you all and on your lords. The world devises even its own way of giving back to God what belongs to him with his own way of worship and respect. Interesting this passage, because if you come to my town in Palermo, there is a shrine. The patron saint is Santa Rosalia, and is a shrine which is visited every September by few 100,000 people. You heard correctly, few 100,000 people. And the Church of Rome encourages people to offer this kind of trespass offerings, which are in the shape of whatever part of the body was healed. And you can see a parade in the shrine, which is, the shrine is not actually bigger than this church. And you see a parade of all these golden, the hands of gold with diamonds offered by people who supposed to have been healed. A way of offering to God, of rewarding God, of paying God back. But God cannot be paid back. They sent away the ark because they did not want the presence of God with them. My friend, I'm going to ask you a question. The world does not want the light. How are you in your spiritual condition? Are you one of the Philistines rejecting the light? We don't want the light. The Lord has showed his mercy. The ark was where the law was contained. The Ten Commandments, the budding rod of Aaron, and the pot of manna symbolizing the law, the worship, the priesthood, and the providence of God. And upon it was the mercy seat where God met his people. The Philistines knew that the ark was not just another ark. Arks were actually used in pagan worship. They were carried. You can still today see them when you go to a Roman Catholic country. It's a box. And they are put just, it's like an ark. And they put over their idols. It's not just a simple ark, the one they're sending. It is the ark of the Lord. You have been privileged, my friends, to sit under the gospel sound for many years, I'm sure. I don't know your heart. But I'm asking you this question. Are the things of God to you something important, or do you treat the things of God with contempt in your heart? Are the things of God important to you? Or we treat them with contempt in our heart. Because we don't need to be so openly pagan, but we can be pagan in our hearts by treating the things of God with a pagan mind. They knew it was not just a common ark, it was the presence of God. The interesting was the centurion cried that the Jews rejected Christ, and one centurion at the cross stood against him. And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that he cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." We are not told that the centurion ever became a Christian. There is a way in which the world knows that there is a God and there is more. Sometimes we can forget these holy things. The account goes on, and I say in conclusion, that they let the ark return to the land. Indeed, it was needed in the land, but they refused the God of Israel. I want to encourage you, my friend, not to refuse the call of God. to be careful when the Lord speaks to your heart, not to make idolatry of anything which is sacred. You see, the Israelites treated the ark almost like an idol in those days. They trusted in the ark, but not in the God of the ark. I remember when I first came to England being wanting to have fellowship. I went to a young people meeting and asked this young man when he became a Christian. And his answer was, my father is a Baptist minister, my grandfather is a Baptist minister, my great-grandfather was a Baptist minister. He did not know what he meant. I was a sinner. I was lost. The Lord called me to repentance and faith. He trusted in the fact that his family, they were all Christian. My reply was to him, my father is a Baptist minister, my uncle is a Roman Catholic bishop, and a cousin three times down is a saint. So I have a strange pedigree in that area, but I don't trust those things. What do you trust, and whom do you trust? I hope and pray seriously that you are not like Israel of old, and I pray that many churches are not, that you are not trusting in the, you don't take the ordinances of the church as a replacement for the faith you need to have in Christ. Let us pray.